All this with the question, are you where you're supposed to be? You know, I've got some quotes here. Yogi Berra said, if you don't know where you are, where you're going, you'll end up someplace else. If you don't know where you're going, you're going to end up someplace else. Lewis Carroll said, if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. Steve Maribel said, if you don't know where you're going, how will you know when you get there? And I got one more. It's a little bit longer, so I wrote it on my sticky note. Terry Pratchett said, if you don't know where you came from, then you don't know where you are. And if you don't know where you are, then you don't know where you're going. And if you don't know where you're going, you're probably going the wrong way. You know, all these stories turned out to be successful. But, you know, it's interesting that most of us don't know where we're going. We're just going. We're just feeling the motions, taking the motions, however you say it. And that's sad, folks. The condition of our world is because of this one truth, this first question. Actually, both questions, but we're talking about the first question. People don't know where they're going. You know, and it's so true. If you don't know where you came from, then you're definitely not going to know where you're going. Think about it. It's logic. You know, so there's so many of us have come out of situations in life, myself. I've, you know, come out of some really self-imposed bad places. Jesus found me, and I decided to go another road. And so Jesus has led me by his Holy Spirit. And you know, and that's such a key, you know, recognizing where you're going. If you don't know, then as Yogi Berra said, you're going to end up someplace else. And then what are you going to do? You're going to blame somebody. You're going to blame something because you are where you are. Where we are as a country, folks, is because people don't know where they're going. We're listening to what people say and not recognizing where that's going to take you. You know, it's good to know that if I drive this direction, I'm going to end up where I want to be. If I don't know where I want to be, I'm going to end up someplace, and it's probably going to be, as the last guy said, the wrong place. And so we have got to recognize where we're going. I know we got to take a break sometime. And we got to pray, you guys.
We prayed for my friend Delisha Smith yesterday. The heart doctor decided the procedure scheduled for yesterday wasn't necessary because the issue with her heart is likely due to the brain aneurysm. She'll follow up with him after the brain procedure. Next Thursday is when they're doing the procedure to repair the aneurysm. We want to pray for Amanda Stevens' grandmother, Sue Smiley. And I have a cousin, Taffy Ty, who was diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor about 2 years ago. Her white blood cell count's low, her red blood cell count is high, and her body isn't getting enough oxygen in her blood. So she's got a lot of tests that they're going to be running on her as well.
You know, this is kind of, and I'm glad you read this before we pray, because I believe that behind that screen in some people's homes or wherever you are, your vehicle, wherever you are, there's people out there that know how to pray. You know, and so don't just rely on us to pray. join us in this prayer, because we're going to agree for miracles. You know, and I do want to add one to the list. I've got a, I still have an 11-year-old. For those that are can see me on Facebook, I know it's, yeah, I'm Abraham. That's what they say. Okay. So, but he has a gal that watches him on certain days of the week and helps us out, because Heather helps me with business and such. But her dad, just, I didn't know he was even sick. They put him on hospice. And so, just a tremendous young lady. She's in college now. She's probably 20, 22, somewhere around there. Just a great young lady. So I want us to lift up, goodness gracious, her mind slipped me. It's in there. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry, guys. Sometimes that happens to me. Lift up my son's babysitter's family, the dad. I believe in miracles. Thank you, Father. Lord, we lift up these to you today, and knowing that you hear us. Lord God, and your word says that if we know that you hear us, we know that we'll receive the petitions that we've requested of you, Lord God. I'm thanking you for that, Lord God. And for Delicia, we lift her up, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that the doctor discovered what he did, Father, because this eliminated one option in this process, Lord God. I thank you that you're the healer. I thank you, Lord God, that the way you heal is not an issue. It's that you are a healer. And we speak life and health over Delicia and over the doctors as they do what they do, Lord God. Father, give them wisdom. Give them the, may they have the skills, Lord God, that you put in the ones in the Bible, Lord God, Aholiab and these others, Lord God. Thank you, Father, for it. I thank you for specific and precise procedures that are going to bring about the results that are desired. Father, we lift up Amanda's grandmother, Miss Sue. And Father, we pray, Lord God, whatever the need may be, Father, whatever that need is, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, that you lead us through the difficult places in life. And Lord, in this place in Sue's life, Lord God, this difficult place, I pray that you open up doors that need to be opened and close the ones that need to be closed. Pray your protective hand upon her and everything that contains her. In Jesus' name, I thank you for it. Thank you, Lord. Father, we lift up Taffy to you. Inoperable is not a term with you. That's not even an issue with you. Lord God, we look at it through our eyes. But Lord God, your eyes see past. And Father, we thank you, Lord God. And we ask, Lord God, that your eyes would be our eyes concerning Taffy, in Jesus' name. Lord God, and all these things that she's dealing with, we speak to that tumor in the name of Jesus. We speak death to the root of it. Thank you, Lord God, that the white blood cell count is coming up, and that the red blood cell count is coming down the way it should, and that the oxygen to her blood, in the name of Jesus, that it would distribute in the way you created it. And whatever's blocking the oxygen, I call for the airways to become loose in the name of Jesus. And Father, I'm praying concerning COVID, in Jesus' name. The effects that COVID had upon her body, in the name of Jesus, that those effects would be reversed and that that would be remedied by the hand of the Most High God. I'm thanking you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heart to Heart Pregnancy Center is having a baby bottle boomerang challenge. For the month of May, you can contact them, get you a baby bottle, fill it up with change, checks, or dollar bills, y'all, and give it back to them. Your change can help change lives. If you would like to be part of the challenge, you can call them at 580-243-2229, or you can go by 500 South Lusk right here in Elk City, Monday through Thursday from noon to 6 to get you one. And if you would like to just donate some funds to help Heart to Heart Pregnancy Clinic, you can send that to P.O. Box 2122, Elk City, Oklahoma, 73648. And Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635.
Prophetic Voice Ministries is located at 616 North Locust Avenue in Elk City, Apostle Casey Elliott. The Refuge Church is now at New Liberty Church at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sarah, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey.
You're pretty good at that.
Yeah, we're so blessed to have her here. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. The source of your guidelines is something that should be examined. It has to be greater than the latest, greatest fad. Our world turns on popular opinion. We tend to want what everyone else has. You can choose what you want, but you cannot choose the consequences of what you want. Guidelines will help you make the right choice. The source of your guidelines will determine what your life produces.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy, and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford, Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Mr. Rick Spain. His title for today is The Two Questions.
The Two Questions. That's right.
Are you where you're supposed to be? Yeah. Are you doing what you're supposed to be doing?
That's right.
I got brain cells left, y'all.
All right.
God is so good.
That's cool. Yeah, so let's get back to the text. 1 Kings chapter 19, and I want to go to, I got to look in 11, verse 11. It says, let me go to the end of verse 9. It says, and the word of the Lord came to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He replied, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars and put your prophets to death with the sword. I'm the only one left, and now they're trying to kill me too. The Lord said, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord's about to pass by. Then a great, powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face, went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Then a voice said to him, what are you doing here, Elijah? He replied, I've been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant and torn down your altars, put your prophets to death with the sword. I'm the only one left, and they're trying to kill me too. Are you doing what you're supposed to be doing? You know, back years ago, I worked in the oil field, and there was times when we had slack time out there at work, and so we'd do nonsensical stuff, and so one thing I saw a guy doing one time is he got a piece of sash cord, and for translation, sash cord is rope, is a piece of rope, just a half-inch diameter rope. And so he tied a knot on it, and then he slipped a bolt, tied the rope through the bolt, and it hits the knot. And then what you do is you try to tie a knot in the rope with one hand, just by using the rope. And so I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. So I watched a guy do it. He flips it up, and, you know, and sure enough, tie a knot in it. So I thought, I'm going to learn how to do that. Well, you know, I spent hours learning how to do this. And not only learning how to do it, but perfecting it. And I got to the point, I was an expert, not tire with one hand, expert. I could even get like 10 knots in one piece of sash cord. And so, you know, I spent a lot of time and you know, I was one of the best, you guys. How much is that worth to me today? I'm telling you, I wasted time getting perfect at tying a knot. Are you doing what you're supposed to be doing? You know, the thing is, the thought tied to this is busy compared to productive. Can you be productive and busy? Absolutely. Can you be busy and not productive? Yes, you can. Remember, I'm an expert. My Uncle Dwayne worked for me for several years. He retired, and he's with the Lord now. But he's a painter all his life. I would come on the job and see Dwayne painting. And Dwayne was like this. You know, he would dip the paintbrush into the bucket, slap it against the sides, and then he would paint whatever he's painting. Never got in a hurry. You could set a clock by what he did. And I'd watch him for a minute and I'd think, my gosh, is he ever going to get done? It seemed like slower than Christmas. Well, I had another guy working with him. And this guy was like, zoom, 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 zoom. Just move, 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 move. And just, you know, when he's doing something, you could tell something's getting done. you know, making progress. You know, so I and it took me a while, but after watching them several times, and at the end of the day, I compared notes on what this one was doing, what this one was doing. Joe, the fast one, you know, he was doing this amount of work. Dwayne, the slow one, he was doing the same amount of work. Wow. And so, you know, this taught me something. Fast is not always good. You know, I heard a comment from a preacher years ago that I'll never forget. He said, I would rather play catch up than clean up. Because, see, Joe was always cleaning up. Dwayne was steady as a clock. You know, and so that was one thing you could appreciate, you know. And if we don't understand that, you know, it's not about being busy. It's about being productive. Is what you're doing really making a difference? You know, in the world we live in today, folks, we have got to be aware of what we're putting our time and energy into. You know, I've been a sports fanatic all my life. You know, since I was a kid, preteen, I started, man, just sports clicked with me. I played them, and now don't play them as much. I just, harder to do. And so, but I do, you know, I watch, and I get real excited about my team. And you know, if we win, wow, top of the mountain. But if we lose, oh, no. You know, it's the depression. You got to raise me up out of the depression. And, you know, I'm starting to look at this with this thought in mind. And I'm saying, I've been telling myself for quite a while now, is this even worth it? In hindsight, it's not. In foresight, I'm probably still going to watch my team. But I've got to give it the category that it deserves. It doesn't deserve all the time and energy. Yeah. It's going to be good. If we win, fine. If we lose, you know what? We're going on. Not going to let it bother me. You know, so getting ourselves tied up in stuff that is not going to give us anything in return. It may make us feel good, but is it really producing something productive for your life, for your surroundings? You know, like I said, you know, and I keep up with what's going on in our world. And if you're not, you need to. Because our leaders are leading us in a direction that is going to end up where we don't want to be. You have got to recognize this. Well, you know, what can I do? So I want to answer the questions and finish up with verse 15 here. 1 Kings 19:15, it says, the Lord said to him, go back the way you came and go the desert of Damascus over Israel. When you get there, when you get there, anoint Hazael, king of Aram. Also anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, king over Israel. Anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat, from Abel-Meholah to succeed you as prophet. Okay, Jehu will put to death any who escape the sword of Hazael. Elisha will put to death any who escape the sword of Jehu. Yet I reserve 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed down to Baal and whose mouths have not kissed him. So, the answer to the questions. You know, there's a term that I tell the guys, because usually I pull up on the job and my head guy will come to me and, well, we've got a problem here. And so that's my job, fixing problems. And so I go and determine, okay, we need to do this and this and this, you know, and this is how we're going to take care of this problem. sometimes we encounter problems that Rick can't figure out. You know, and so I tell the guys this phrase, and we live by it. It's part of our diet. We will figure it out. We will figure it out. You know, and there's times in life that, you know, when, you know, we're all living our life. We're all doing our thing. We're getting up, going to work, doing, you know, doing our justice for society, for our family, for God. We're doing what we can do. This is the story of Elijah. Elijah's doing everything that he's thinking. I'm moving, you know, I'm promoting the kingdom, you know, miracles are happening, you know, the fire come down from heaven, and what happens, you know, that Jezebel's coming after me, after all I've done. Now, in hindsight, I want you to understand the mentality of Elijah. Now, it's not really directly inferred in the text, but I've thought about this a lot. Why did Elijah run? All the miracles that God did through his life, there's no doubt God was on his side. Why did he run? This is what we trip over, guys. What happens is we move in the right direction and we're doing the right thing, and then all of a sudden we get obstacle, all these obstacles, and we're thinking, hey, I'm doing everything right here, I'm going the right direction, doing the right thing, and here I, you know, all this junk. Why is this happening? This was Elijah. Now I'm putting Rick Spain thought into it, but I bet you I'm right. Elijah was thinking, okay, we're having a contest here. The contest is between the God of Baal and the God of Israel, Jehovah. And he's thinking, all right, I know who's going to win this fight. And, you know, it's going to be a big, big miracle when it happens. In his mind, he's thinking, when this happens, all of Israel will turn back to the Lord. It didn't happen. This didn't happen. And then on top of it, Jezebel's going to take his head off. So what's he tell the Lord? Lord, I'm doing everything you told me to do. Here they are. They're killing all the people that are connected with me. All of us that are following you, you know what? They're after me. They're going to kill me. And with that being said, I want you to know, Lord, I'm the last one you have. That's what he said. I'm the last one standing. If they take me out, we're done. That was his mindset. This is where you've got to realize that this walk that the Lord has required out of us is not it's one of those that doesn't make sense sometimes. It's one of those that, you know what, we can't figure it out right now. It's interesting, one of my notes here is you have to have the right guide. And the right guide being the one that Jesus provided for us, and that's the Holy Spirit. When you become a believer, Holy Spirit comes in you. He is your guide. And we have to listen. He's going to show us the way to go. He's going to tell us how to do it, so on and so forth. The problem with this is he doesn't give you all the information up front. And so we're walking through the fire with potholes everywhere. And it's like, you know what, Lord, what if the fire gets me? What if I fall in one of those potholes? You know, I got to figure this out. Give me a little more information here. When the Lord doesn't give you a little more information, well, okay, I'm going to do this and this and this. And before you know it, you're getting burned. You're falling in potholes. Until you get back, you say, Lord, what do I need to do here? He's going to give you the information you need when you need it. And your responsibility is, yes, Lord, I trust you. Why is that so hard? It's not as hard as it seems, you guys. Now, if I hadn't experienced this in a personal way and been flat on my face, you know, how many times, been knocked upside the head, you know, whatever you want to put in the equation, if I hadn't had to learn this myself, I couldn't tell you. But I'm going to tell you, it's a lot easier to say, yes, Lord, I trust you. There's not even a calculation there. Infinitely better. When it doesn't make sense and the Lord says, go this direction and do this, you say, yes, Lord, I trust you. Or you can fall in the holes. You can get burned. You can face the bad situations. Know this, that the Lord will never leave you. He'll always be there. And he's never going to say, I told you so. Never. But once you learn this key, yes, Lord, I trust you. That's how you make it work. Elijah said, I'm the only one you have. He said, if it doesn't work through what you're doing through me, Lord, I'm just going to tell you it's not going to work. That's what Elijah said. And so, you know what God's answer was? Elijah, stop going where you're going. Stop doing what you're doing. Listen to me. I'm going to send you over to Assyria. There's a guy there. You're going to put your hands on him. You're going to anoint him. And this is what he's going to do. And then I'm going to send you to Israel. And you're going to anoint this guy. And this is what he's going to do. And then you're going to go to this other fella. And he is going to take your place. And this is what he's going to do. All these problems you're talking to me about, these people are going to take care of it. I need you to go touch them. Some of the problems in our life, folks, are not for us to fix. It's for somebody else to fix. We just got to let them. You know, and the other thought with this, and God said, and this is Rick Spain translation, he says, oh, yeah, and by the way, I got 7,000 more just like you. When you feel like you're the only one, you need to remember God's got an army. God's got an army marching through this land. Deliverance is their song with healing in their hands. An everlasting God that leads them every step of the way. You got to know. You got a part in that army. You're just a part. We're seeing a lot of bad stuff going on. But I'm going to tell you what. You know what the scripture says? God laughs at them. You know, when we're crying and complaining and talking about this one and that one, yeah, are we really doing any good? We need the information, yeah. But if we don't do something, and sometimes we're limited, our hands are tied. But I'm going to tell you, God's got something for you to do, and I'm talking specifically you. A direction for you to go and something for you to do. The key is you got to always be ready. I'm going to end up with this thought right here. How you start is dependent on how you're going to finish. Let me add to that. How you finish will always be your next start. Always. You know, and so we're making mistakes along the way. But you know what? We need to learn from what we did. If we're not learning from what we did, you know what happens? You're destined to repeat it. And so we have got to learn. So start over right now. You made mistakes. Okay, Lord, I'm sorry I made mistakes. I'm ready to get back on the road. Lord, I'm ready to do what you want me to do. Okay, I trust you. Two questions. Are you where you're supposed to be? And are you doing what you're destined to do? Let's pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the message today. Thank you, Lord God, that you have ministered to us today. Lord, I pray that you help us to apply it to our life. Lord God, remind us when we come to the unexplainable places in life, Lord God, to remember you didn't leave us there. Father, I thank you for the help that you've given us. I pray that you join us together as your body to have an effect on this world, to see people saved, to see our country brought back to where you created it to be. And I'm thanking you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power, y'all. And you already know I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, from our awesome brother in Christ, Rick Spain, y'all have a blessed day and we'll see you next time. Stay tuned for the Truth Broadcast.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.